Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Gorenski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Hawley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer juggles the ball. That's an error on Broemer. Heil moves to second. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ford. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Zisk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is hit by the pitch. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to second. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive towards third. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Cusick moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Brohmer. Cusick moves to third. Ford moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile strikes out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gorenski. Garr reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Dave Johnson now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorenski takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorenski moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Gorenski scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuzick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Essien reaches second base with a double. Brohmer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Ford reaches second base with a double. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gorenski hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar, who is chasing the ball. Gomez reaches third base with a triple. Ford scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, White Sox. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 4 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cusick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Bob Gorenski. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. Cusick moves to third. It's 10-7, White Sox. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 4 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Glenn Adams now playing right field. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rich Childs pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, White Sox. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. Bostock moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.